We'll hand off the August 23, 2013 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the not-so-regal studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with another rain report. For the second year running, RAIN's founder-producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, recorded some interviews in the RAIN booth at the Dayton Hamvention. This year he had the use of a couple of Heil Sound PR22 microphones donated by Bob Heil. How did they work? You'll soon hear as we present our first 2013 Hamvention RAIN booth conversation with Patrick Tice, WA0TDA, the man behind today's Handy Hams.
Well, you have to think way back to 1967. W0ZSW, Ned Carman, worked for a medical clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. His job at the medical clinic took him to some of the patients' homes. Ned would go out and he would visit people who had an association with the clinic, maybe some medical things going on. And Ned, of course, W0ZSW, was a ham radio operator and enjoyed ham radio very much himself. And he got to thinking, some of these people would enjoy ham radio just as I do. They can't get out. They're stuck here in their homes for the most part. They were people with physical disabilities. And there really wasn't any way for them to communicate and socialize on a regular basis the way he knew he could do in amateur radio every day. So he perceived this as a need in what would someday become the disability community, but people with disabilities weren't even organized back then. Remember, Hap, in 1967, there were no curb cuts. People with wheelchairs couldn't get out and about. It was a very unfriendly place for anyone using a wheelchair or a walker or a cane. There were very sparse facilities for people who were blind. They would often have to travel long distances or go to special schools, and the technology was very rudimentary, assistive technology of the day. Ham radio, on the other hand, was something that everybody could do. It was just a matter of learning how to pass the exam. This was before the days of accessible books. People needed a little bit of help. And you know, the ham radio community has always been about hams helping hams. People would volunteer willingly if they only knew what to do. So it was Ned's idea to organize some kind of a system to help people with disabilities get started in amateur radio. That meant getting licensed and then somehow getting on the air, but one step at a time. He enlisted the help of a group of Catholic nuns, school sisters of St. Francis, there in Rochester. And these Franciscan sisters were interested in helping people. That was their mission. So some of them studied for their licenses. They got their licenses. One of them was Sister Alverna O'Loughlin, WA0SGJ. She worked with the Handy Hams for many years, but she was one of the original licensees and actually worked for the Courage Center. She was working for the Courage Center when I started there a little over 20 years ago. She retired maybe 4 or 5 years ago. She's living at Assisi Heights in Rochester now, retired, but she still has her call sign and has a radio. It was only recently that the very first Handy Ham, Edna Thorson, became a silent key. N0YL. It's been a program that's been around since 1967. Over the years, the technology has really helped us out. I have to say, the assistive technology has just gotten better and better. Society has gotten better. They have more understanding now of what people need. We've still got a long way to go, but we do find curb cuts at intersections now, so people with wheelchairs can get where they need to go. They don't have to have somebody help them all the time. The realization has come that people with disabilities want to be independent. They want to do things for themselves. They don't want to have a whole lot of hand-holding. We still think ham radio fits into this new world. People find technology as their friend. In ham radio, technology has incorporated things like speech frequency synthesis. The digital modes have become very friendly to people with disabilities. They often operate efficiently with low power, sometimes from indoor antennas. People with disabilities will often appreciate such things because of their living situation. Maybe they can't get up a big antenna. At the Handy Hams, we followed right along with that. We used to provide study materials on cassette tapes, send them by Free Matter for the Blind in the mail and in the cartridges. We still send things Free Matter, but now they're digital cartridges, Daisy book format, it's all digital. We have a fantastic website at www.handyham.org where we offer streaming audio lessons on demand. I teach courses in technician, general, extra, and we've got some volunteer instructors who help me out. We archive our audio so people can proceed at their own pace. When I work my way through a license manual doing some teaching, I look at the diagrams and I describe them for our blind users. We reinforce the material, we ask questions several different ways, we explain the concept, and it's a good way to do essentially what we did back in 1967, but using the internet, we're able to reach a much wider group of people, so it may not just be people who can come to one of our radio camps in Minnesota. We still offer that in-person type of experience in the summertime, radio camp gathering. And our Handy Ham members who wish to can come to and join us for a week of ham radio fun or learning or both. Hopefully it's fun to learn too. That part of the mission is still there. It's still education, but a lot of it is distance education now through the Library of Congress digital cartridges, through Free Matter mail or through the internet, through downloads.
You're listening to a conversation between RAIN's founder-producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, and Patrick Tice, WA0TDA, the man behind today's Handy Hams. We'll conclude their 2013 Hamvention conversation in a moment. This is the RAIN Report, encouraging everyone in the greater Chicago area to attend Radio Expo Saturday, September 7th at the Belvedere Fairgrounds. For details, go to chicagofmclub.org. A word or two about the forum scheduled there next time. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The RAIN Report from www.therainreport.com.
We realize that people do want to get their licenses. What do they want to do when they get their license? They want to get on the air. If they can't get an antenna up, we've got some nice services to offer. We've got a couple of HF remote base stations. Both of them are Kenwood TS-480 radios with the VGS-1 speech chips incorporated. Those are sitting there just waiting for their use 24/7, log on via the internet, and those stations are available as a member service for our Handy Ham members, and it's a way for them to get on the air. We also have a daily Handy Ham net. It's on at noon Eastern Time. It's just a friendly social net. It's an Echolink IRLP and wires-enabled net, so it's carried by repeaters and IRLP nodes around the world. And, of course, you can log into it with your Echolink application, too, from a smartphone or a tablet or whatever. Our node is Handyham, H-A-N-D-I-H-A-M. It's a very active node that can hold up to 200 connects. We often have some pretty good sessions on that net. All the net control stations are volunteers. Many of them are blind or have disabilities. We realize people work. We have a couple evening sessions, Wednesday evening, at 1900 hours Minnesota time, at 7 p.m. Minnesota time, 8 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday evenings. We have a session that's kind of a fun social net and often includes a trivia question. Then the Thursday evening session, also at 1900 hours Minnesota time, 2000 Eastern. That's our technology net, TechNet for short. And it's a good place to come in and ask a question about assistive technology or ham radio technology. Whatever it is, we'll try to figure it out for you. I've heard all kinds of different questions and answers. So that's it in a nutshell.
If I'm interested in becoming a ham and happen to be blind or have some other disability, and contact you folks. What is the process from that point on?
Our contact information is on the website, handyham.org. So that's available. We do have a toll-free phone number, 1-866-HANDYHAM, 866-426-3442. And the person you're most likely to get hold of is our secretary, Nancy. And Nancy will send out an application form with a return envelope. Just fill out the application and send it in. We do have a membership dues of $12 a year. It's pretty reasonable for all of the services that we offer. Then if she needs any more information, she'll contact by phone or email or whatever is your preferred contact method.
I'm interested as a blind ham in some of the digital modes, PSK 31, 62, what have you. Can you guys help me with that?
One of the most blind accessible interfaces that I'm still recommending, believe it or not, is DigiPan. Now, I know that's been out quite a few years, but Skip has done a good job writing that software, and it is pretty blind-friendly and easy to use and straightforward. That works, but I like the standalone, the simpler interface of DigiPan.
And if someone contacts you, you can give them the information on how to obtain it?
Yes, I can do that.
Why don't you give your website once more?
www.handyham, that's handyham.org. You can contact our Handyham system. It's Handyham, handyham, at couragecenter, all one word, .org. handyham, Handyham, at couragecenter.org.
Patrick Tice, WA0TDA, the man behind today's Handy Hams, interviewed by Rains Hap Holly, KC9RP, at the 2013 Dayton Hamvention, using a pair of Heil Sound PR22 mics donated by Bob Heil. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2013 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network. See you at the Radio Expo September 7th.